This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I was reading an article suggesting that even in the committee, portfolio committee, in Parliament, they are divided over the decision of the National Treasury to temporarily withhold equitable share to some municipalities, almost 70 of them, until they meet certain requirements, because they're saying, or compliance requirements, that is, because they're saying it could have unintended consequences and ripple effects to the communities that these municipalities service. Well, that is a possibility, isn't it? Of course, National Treasury argues that they've never withheld for more than 30 days, that it's a temporary issue, that as soon as they are able to comply, it is lifted and the equitable share is transferred to the different municipalities. Let's hear then from SALGA in Limpopo. The chairperson is Councillor John Bear. He is the executive mayor, of course, of Polokwane Municipality. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Ngamola. Good evening to the listeners of Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you very much for your time. What is the provincial SALGA's take on the decision of National Treasury to withhold equitable share to some of the municipalities, at least five in the province, around issues of non-compliance?
From our view, is that it's twofold. Municipalities need to comply because some of the compliance issues relate to issues that could be of assistance. I mean, if you adopt unfunded budget, it actually means that you are more likely to have promised the residents or your citizens something that is not going to be possible in terms of implementation, which means that you might have said that we're going to do these water projects and people relax, and then so to find that you do not have money for that. So municipality must have funded a budget. Municipalities must ensure that where there's been irregular, unauthorized, fruitless expenditure, wasteful, fruitless expenditure, municipalities need to investigate through their oversight mechanism, in this case, municipal public accounts committees, and make sure that there are also consequence management to that. And every year there must be a keenness to reduce these unwanted expenditures. Also to make sure that where there's been, for example, irregular expenditure, there is still value for money. It might have been a compliance issues, but there is still value for money. So the intention of National Treasury is, however, the intention is not to deprive the municipality those resources. It's to make sure that the resources are well managed, support financial management. But on the other side, evoking the provision of Section 216 means that where you deal with entities like your ESCOM and so forth, municipalities have been penalized for owing these entities. We would want municipalities to meet their obligations. But however, even entities and government in general, departments that owe municipalities, need to be subjected to the same and make sure that they pay what they owe municipalities in our province. So we take it as such. They've got their own role to play. Municipalities as well need to up their game in terms of managing their own finances. But having said that, in general, there is a need for reform in terms of municipal funding, equitable shares, new formula. And as SALGA, we have made our inputs in terms of the new white paper on local government, reviewing the previous assumption of the 1998 white paper on local government. That actually mentioned that municipalities, whether rural or urban, they've got a capacity to fund 90% of their own operation through own revenue. What we're saying is that how equitable are equitable shares? Because at the end, the richer municipalities with a bigger revenue base get more, and the more rural you are, you get less. Now, it is actually perpetuating the inequality in terms of the economy of our country, because those local economies depend on our ability to put in infrastructure and to attract new investments in those areas, in rural areas, develop our rural areas so that there could be more economic activities. We can deal with the problem of unemployment in our areas.
Just to go back on two issues that you've already touched on before we move forward, that on one end you understand where National Treasury is coming from with the need for compliance, and on the other end, of course, you're talking about reforms and relating to equitable share that impacts what municipalities can and cannot do. There is, of course, I've seen different reactions with those that are saying the decision of National Treasury will impact service delivery, will impact the poor and so on, and residents, and those shouldn't be the people it impacts, that it may worsen situations that are there in municipalities. And of course, the argument of National Treasury is that this never lasts for more than a month. But the issue of compliance, is there a view that there is another way to enforce compliance if the National Treasury does not do it this way, with withholding, that then make it necessary? For example, municipalities will say, well, we are going to switch off your electricity until you come and make arrangements around your account. Doesn't look very different, does it?
Well, while acknowledging that withholding equitable shares will have a negative impact on the ability of municipalities to operate, remember, equitable shares that they are withholding is an unconditional grant. That is given to any municipality in every municipality in South Africa without fail. So, but municipalities, like we have said, we have already met with all municipalities. And I think it's important for the listeners to note that in Limpopo we had 7 municipalities. Now they are down to 5. And we are hopeful that by the end of this month, all municipalities, based on our meetings with them, together with the SALGA, and as well as, I think I must appreciate the intervention of the African National Congress in the province as well, through the Rapid Response Task Team, which I'm chairing, that has actually also pushed very hard to make sure that issues are addressed. But we cannot leave it and start blaming National Treasury alone, whereas we need to comply also on our side. We need to comply. My take is that as much as we can say whatever, let's have action plan to make sure that issues that have been raised are not difficult to deal with. They should be normal activities in every municipality. Issues of how to deal with unwanted expenditure, the issue of paying utilities. We cannot sit here as SALGA and say that don't worry about pay. But we also say, as we pay, let those who owe us as municipality also pay us. And that is that should be the understanding.
Yeah.
And the same sections must also be evoked to force both national departments and provincial departments to pay municipalities. And that balance is important. The private sector, those who owe municipalities, individuals that owe municipalities need to pay. But we're also saying that some of the municipalities that are collecting, for example, on electricity, where you've got a problem with at Messina, we need to get into that partnership. We've agreed with Eskom about the partnership where Eskom will still help these municipalities, working together with the National Treasury through the National Treasury, contract to procure smart meters, to move away from estimates and make sure that we've got accurate billing, and make sure that as we do these billings and people pay, the money get reinvested and actually pay over to the utility. So I think that with all the things that we have put in place, all these 5 municipalities, like the 2, which was Makado amongst them, and Mohalakwen, are now out of the 7. So it means that the interventions are working. Municipalities must also do their part, but let's also get the local government the new white paper on local government, those recommendations from SALGA in terms of the funding of municipalities, so that the rural municipalities, the poorer municipalities, are also able to start building up their own revenue base through local economic development efforts.
Yeah. On the SALGA's national statement reacting to this issue, they said They're concerned that Treasury cited, among several reasons, non-payment of pension fund contributions, UIF, and payee deductions already withheld from workers' salaries. Those funds, they say, do not belong to municipalities and must never be used for other purposes. So, as you said, that you were able to engage with initially seven, come down to five, but you were able to engage with the municipalities. What are some of these issues that have challenged these municipalities we're talking about, resulting in the withholding of the equitable share?
Most of these issues are related to unfunded, budgets. But I must say, really, you know, what you have just said, we have made it very clear. Municipalities must make sure that third-party payments are made. Mm. Some relate to pension funds, some relate to UIF and all those. And the same thing that our national office have echoed, we will be very, very hard on municipalities that cannot pay over a third-party payment that affect the well-being of our employees and their livelihoods. Because if something happened and your pension or whatever those third parties are is not paid, you won't be able to claim. And who gets to suffer in the same in the whole process are actually our workers. So we have always, as SALGA in Limpopo, firstly encourage all our municipalities not to look for excuses when coming to increases of salaries and to the well-being of our employees. So we are still standing on that, and we will definitely, but fortunately all our municipalities are not affected by such third-party payments in Limpopo. It's only those areas that I have already mentioned that we are working on, and we are hopeful that we should be out of the red with all the five municipalities that are in that particular, in those sessions.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.